News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's Election Day in Michigan. Donald Trump and Joe Biden expected to easily win their primary contests, even though there is a protest vote against Biden in some Arab American communities over the situation in Gaza. Dual trips to the southern border by the man in the White House and the man who wants to occupy it again. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden will be down on the border on Thursday, just his second visit as president. It comes, of course, as he has been slamming Republicans in Washington for failing to act on immigration and pass that bipartisan border deal. Donald Trump will also be down there. He, too, is eager to own this issue in the election. Joe Biden joking yesterday he didn't know his, quote, good friend would be down there, too. It is going to be some split screen.
It's a very weird ending weather-wise for the month of February. Numerous cities hitting new record high temperatures this week, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Rockford, Illinois. That, as weather moves further east, could bring strong storms and maybe tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Madison School Board approved a contract to hire Dr. Joe Gothard as Madison's newest superintendent. Gothard currently leads St. Paul Public Schools and was recently named the National Superintendent of the Year. He had previously served as principal at Toki Middle School and La Follette High School. The school board and Gothard will hold an introductory press conference in the coming weeks. His tenure at Madison Schools will officially begin on July 1st. Black History Month is wrapping up, and the city and county civil rights departments are celebrating with a film presentation at the Monona Terrace. The event is free and starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday. It'll start with a presentation and unveiling of a new Black Heritage stamp from the U.S. Postal Service in honor of Constance Baker Motley, America's first Black federal judge. They will then hold a screening of Leaders of Madison's Black Renaissance, which highlights local Black leaders. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully, we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Lobald. Noon to 3 on Tuesday, we'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Did our soundboard eat Seth Meyers?
I think it did. Hold on, I'm double checking.
Okay. It's on my end. All right, hold please. Hold please. We are experiencing nasal difficulties with Chris LaVoy. That's why he's wearing a mask. He's not. Doesn't have COVID. He
no,
has a cold.
Not cold.
He has everything in the NyQuil commercial except for coughing. Okay. Oh,
there
all right. Are
is.
You okay? Aw, we're giving.
The Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Okay, here we go.
Yay.
Yes, please. All right.
Poor Chris.
Aw. Poor Chris.
There are 18% of Americans, according to recent polling, have believe that you and Taylor Swift are actually working in cahoots. And after the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, you posted this on social media and wrote, you wrote, just like we drew it up. Now, can you, I have you on the hotspot here, can you confirm or deny that there is an active conspiracy between you and Miss Swift?
Where are you getting this information? Classified.
Classified information?
That's classified
you won't
information.
Share it with us?
I'm not gonna, but I will tell you, she did endorse me in 2020.
She did. I bet you might be wondering. Might be wondering. Is it, you think it might come around again?
I told you it's classified.
Yay. He was funny.
Yes.
Hodges was funny. Jody, you are right. He needs to do
more
of that.
Of that.
Chris, I'm sorry you don't feel
well.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm probably
going to
keep my...
you know what's real? You'll be wrong, but much more muffled.
Muffled
today.
And sniffly. So I'm going to keep my mic down today, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We need you.
No, you don't want to hear me
can
sniffling
I,
the entire time.
Can I have a, can I open the show with a Chris LaVoy and a Jody Hamilton appreciation?
What?
Segment?
What? Okay, sure.
Just because it's a good day, because you don't feel bad. Good. I was literally burst out laughing twice yesterday thinking about things you said on the show.
What
first of all, you said, don't they make dresses for surfboards? That was funny.
That was very funny.
Okay. All right.
Right. Oh, and then I was saying I've been up all night with my insomnia watching the entire Mission Impossible series, and I said Tom Cruise runs really fast. That's what I learned. And Jody said he runs really fast, even in the movie where he's a paraplegic.
He did.
Born
that's
on the 4th of July.
He runs in that movie.
True.
He runs in every movie. He ran always in Magnolia. Running. He runs in every film.
Anyway. All right. So, his poor little eyes.
I know, they look
poor
so
little,
sad.
You know what? You have the eyes of every puppy in that dog commercial.
Well, you're used to...
runs on MSNBC endlessly.
You're used to me wearing glasses, but I can't put my glasses on because they fog up with my mask on.
And if you want to cry, watch Jon Stewart's last segment last
night.
Oh,
I heard. I can't. You know me. I can't.
I already watched it this morning. And I was
do
like,
you know how many dogs I've lost? I can't.
That's why my sniffling sounds like his.
All right. Well, let's play it so we can all cry and Chris can feel
no,
better.
No, we're
not
going to do
stuffy.
That. No,
no.
No?
Oh,
it's too much. It's it's 3 minutes of,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he
we're
starts
talking
crying
Jimmy
like,
Stewart territory?
Yeah, he starts crying 30 seconds into the bit.
That was the famous Jimmy Stewart on the Johnny Carson show talking about his dog. Okay. All right.
Thanks for that, Jody.
Okay. Let's, I thought he was very funny, Joe Biden. I saw a couple of clips, the president. He said he was asked about, you know, people being, of course, because he was asked about people being concerned about his age, mm-hmm. because of course. Uh-huh. He said, well, a couple things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, and he can't remember his wife's name. This is true.
True.
I'm just calling Mercedes. And he said, it's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. This is true. This is why I'm wearing Women 2020, because this. I had to get extra tape to cover the naughty bits there.
Well.
Okay. Hmm. Look, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back before Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years old, that's solid, that are solid American positions. He is correct. He is correct. And I, Jody, we keep saying they are underestimating women's rage.
No kidding.
I know I hate to bring it up now, but someone wrote a piece. A timely article, John Stewart's Calm Down Paternalism Isn't Funny in 2024. I think that's what he doesn't understand about some of the reaction. And we've said this, that even some of our male liberal allies telling us to calm down about Roe for so long, and now we're just, here we go, down this slippery slope, right, with IVF and contraceptives and, you know, and probably marriage equality. I mean, it is extraordinary to me that this was my dad's small government party. They want to be all up in our business and in our, you know, lady and man bits.
Sure.
All the bits.
Yeah.
The vestibules.
See, I appreciate you even if you do one word things under your mask. Yeah. Just that you're here. Yeah. Poor thing.
Poor thing. Uh-oh. I feel so bad. If I remember
have Commissioner Gordon call Sean Comiskey. Have him on.
Put the bat
high alert.
Not up at this hour.
Not any. He doesn't have to be anymore. Nope. So
exactly. Anyway, but yeah, and we'll talk to Cliff Schechter, noted alpha liberal in hour three, because it's in Michigan today or wherever. I just think you are underestimating and I'm not using the wrong word, am I? Enrage, women's rage.
Not at all.
What is happening? And John Stewart's a great guy, and he's a great, you know, as you say, not typical liberal. But still,
he's never been a cheerleader for Joe
Biden. Right.
But
apparently, I'm a DNC-funded Democrat who's gotten zero pennies from the DNC ever. But okay.
They haven't even bought an ad schedule.
You think I'd be better at it.
Yeah, they've never even bought an ad schedule on it.
No, I was going to say, how many years have we spent screaming, saying the Democrats do need to wake up and fund, you know, progressive infrastructure like the right wing does, and they've never... It's ironic when I get called a DNC shill, because I'm like, really?
Right.
Not a dime. Which is, you know, not that it's stuck in my craw. Anyway.
Although, you do have Democrats on for free. So
yes. Maybe we provide a platform for many fantastic candidates.
Maybe you should stop having Democrats on for free so that they may pay us.
Yes, let's have a tantrum,
there
Jody.
There you go.
Jody, would you participate in this tantrum with us?
Just saying. We need revenue.
I don't know. You know, I also thought Joe Biden made a great, made a great mathematical point. He said last night, this is not your father's Republican Party. They've got about 30% of the Republican Party controlling it all, and I think that it's going to break it. And I think that's true, and I am loath to stop them in some ways. But Nikki Haley's making the point.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Reich just wrote a piece that forget the mainstream media. Trump's campaign, this is not going well.
No.
He's likely on his way to prison. They're out of money. And he's getting 60% of the vote, which is
not good,
which is pathetic for an incumbent.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, meanwhile, is getting nearly 100%. Can I just make a prediction? Whatever the protest vote is today over Gaza in Michigan, that will be the huge, oh my God, air raid
he's
sirens.
Out. Yeah, he's done. It's
Biden's
over.
Doomed.
He's got to step
Democrats
down.
In disarray.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's going to be sizable.
I mean, it's
probably be around 10%.
By the way, I have a guess. I'm sorry. I hate to, you know, have you play hurt, but it's not like you're good at this in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Who said, I support the president. I want him very badly to beat Donald Trump. I don't want to do anything that weakens his ability to do that, because for whatever legitimate concerns people have about President Biden's response to the war in Gaza, we know for a fact that under President Trump, it would be much, much worse. And so, yes, let's help him. Let's push him. Let's apply pressure where we can, but let us in no way undermine his ability to win in November. Who said that?
Gladys Kravitz.
No, that was Beto O'Rourke, who had to clarify that he is not.
You should have said that the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I for one, am so grateful that Chris is muffled. You know, it just, I feel bad that he doesn't feel well, but it's just, it, you know, it raises the buzz-killing block into like a, you know, a muffled roar that I can.
What was buzz-killing about what I just said about Beto?
Nothing.
Right.
I don't know. It's habit.
She barely heard you.
It's habit. You said something else wildly funny yesterday. I'll think of it later. I was just having a Jody and Chris appreciation. I don't deserve you to. Don't leave.
We're not going to argue about that. Neither one of us will argue with you about that.
Don't leave. Don't leave me. I thought this was interesting too. Bonnie and Madison. Because I keep saying this, honestly, this is way above my pay grade. I heard Biden this morning, or he was on something. It was kind of, he's holding the ice cream cone. Because reporters happen to ask him about the Middle East while he's eating an ice cream cone. I was like, oh, God. I know, somebody said all over Fox News.
Yeah, somebody commented, this is not funny. It's like, no, he was with Seth Meyers.
They were doing a bit about getting ice cream, and they used that to ask him about the Middle East. Anyway, but fingers crossed, he was saying, yes, they are hoping for a ceasefire very soon.
They're hoping before Ramadan.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonnie said Biden has to fund Israel despite Netanyahu. She said Israel's the only democracy in the region. Mm-hmm. With Putin-backed Iran wanting to wipe them off the map, the U.S. is between a rock and a hard place when it comes to trying to use their monetary influence. Putin and Iran don't care about the Palestinians. No one but our enemies win if we stop aid to Israel. Mm-hmm. Americans should be protesting Netanyahu, not Biden.
I agree.
And that's what I keep saying is I think Netanyahu's despicable. I wish we could be rid of him yesterday, but it just...
But when, you know...
But like, for instance, can I just say quickly, I'm sorry, Chris, but, you know, like this poor soldier that lit himself on fire and died. First of all, there's no... He said, I don't want to support genocide. There's no U.S. troops there.
No.
I feel, you know... Anyway, I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, but when Palestinian Americans in Michigan feel like that the only way they can get our government to stop spending their tax money on killing their relatives...
Yeah.
...is a protest vote...
Yeah,
I kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
It's the only way they have of getting somebody's attention.
It's just, but when you say, and I understand about, you know, we always say this, let's, you know, like how Beto just put it, right. Pushing our candidates or, you know, asking for things, but not trying to undermine their ability, knowing that Trump is 11 billion times worse.
They know
my point is, what is Biden's, how do you put, I mean, trust me, I wish you could... I don't know what you do, because I wish you could go until you stop building illegal settlements, until you, you know, stop, you know, X, Y, Z. I get it.
I think their threat of a protest vote has gotten the White House's attention because they've moderated their views on Palestine.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is what I mean. We were saying, Chris, we're so far out from the election and, you know, God forbid, like, thank God if that is true, there's a ceasefire sometime in the next week. You know, and that we're able to...
And 40 hostages might be released as well. So
I was going to say, right, the hostage, and we get a Middle East peace, they'll still find out why this, well, is bad. This is why Biden's doomed and whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's not enough. I mean, anyway, what was I going to say? The double standard, I was laughing because this was very touching, Hunter Biden talking about his sobriety. But I thought, like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Have you seen the latest Don Jr.?
Oh, my God.
Video. Do we just as a country just ignore that he appears coke to the gills in every appearance he makes? And we're like...
You saw them investigating a white powder.
Yes, I'm like, isn't that his regular shipment?
Exactly.
Yeah, wasn't that somebody just dropping his normal stuff off?
Thank you, dealer.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, Chris.
Hey.
No, he said it. Don Jr. said he was on coke, so I mean, it's not allegedly.
Oh, that's true.
He said it out loud,
right.
So
yes.
I don't think there's a problem here legally at all.
But imagine, I mean, you know, we've all known addicts, and you know, you always ended your podcast, you know, if you need help, get it.
It's,
there's no shame, you know.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
See? Told you.
Even you, Cokie. Have your brother Gummy drive you to rehab.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
And then the morning show can get back together. Cokie and Gummy in the morning, everybody. Okay, Hunter Biden said in a rare interview he's well aware of how the country is waiting for him to screw up. Imagine that,
I can't imagine the pressure that man is under.
I think, said it. Like, the right wing has gotten so mean that, like, they're rooting for, oh, that'd be great if he, you know,
relapse
and dies, and then Joe Biden will be too, you know, because of his past, he'll be too broken up, he'll drop out. I mean, it's just, they're so mean. If you read what's in these right-wing fever swamps, it's...
Hopefully Hunter's not reading any of that.
He said that his sobriety struggle is a major factor in the re-election campaign of his father. While maintaining one's sobriety is a personal battle in and of itself, Biden said to Axios, "I often think of the profound consequences of failure here." Oy, not too much pressure, right?
No,
democracy is on your shoulders, right? No. Maybe it's the ultimate test for a recovering addict. I don't know. I've always been in awe of people who've stayed clean and sober through tragedies and obstacles few people ever face. They are my heroes, my inspiration. First of all, look at originally why that happened, because his mother and sister
and then his brother
died
not too long ago.
Right. In the case of he added, in the case of his father's campaign to keep the Oval Office and keep Trump out of it, his sobriety isn't only about him. I have something much bigger than even myself at stake. We're in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Can we send some love and light to Hunter?
Absolutely.
This morning and just, you know,
feel for him.
I have a guess the quote that goes right with that. Well, just hold that thought, Chris.
Let's do it after the break, because you're running late.
You are running late, young lady.
What's this thing? Okay. I guess the quote that's going to be the best one ever.
Okay, so stay
related
tuned.
Related to meanness.
So stay tuned and buy our ads.
Yes, 20 and buy this that I'm going to talk about. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth Sheets. Listen, this is a win-win. Yes, you help support the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe and all of us that rotate around it, that sit on it and rotate. What? My point is, but it's a win for you.
Like
Cozy Earth
spin.
Made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row.
Like a sit and spin.
Yes.
Sit on, yeah.
Except soft and luxurious.
Okay.
And also, we care about sustainability, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
This is made from viscose from bamboo, everything they make, temperature regulating, earth friendly, sustainable. You can see why Oprah loves them. They're incredibly soft and luxurious. The sheets come in 15 awesome new colors. 15 awesome colors. The jammies, I love them so very much. I have the short sleeve, the long sleeve. I have long pants and short shorts.
Oh.
We wear short shorts in the summer.
We do.
Mm, only to bed. But they're super soft.
Yeah.
And they come in also a bunch of awesome colors. The towels, amazing. And you get a 100-night trial. What the, man.
Oh.
Experience life-changing luxury, the world's softest sheets. CozyEarth.com, the promo code is Miller. At checkout, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
Don Jr.'s on Coke.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free
pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I don't get the appeal of Trump anyway. I mean, he's got all the appeal to me as a flesh-eating bacteria.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Kids and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I just came to say hello. 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 Oh, oh, oh.
Hello. Oh, hi. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, our hate tweeter. There are two reasons to stay on Twitter. One is to tweet back and forth with Mark Hamill, which I do quite regularly.
Reason.
And then this also for Tom Hagen, who is my hate tweeter.
Okay. Oh, he hates you.
Jody, this is, you're going to understand why this is. Yeah, he's really getting under my skin this morning. He commented, because I don't care what you say about me, but JoJo from Jurors, who was on yesterday, who was fantastic.
Yeah.
He said a left-wing ditch licker and an airhead from New Jersey. This should be informative. Okay, so first of all, you, JoJo from Jersey, is
As long as he listens.
Yeah. And also, do you know what he left out, Jody? He left out bulimic. And now I'm like, oh, great, have I gained weight? Are you saying I look fat, Tom? What happened to the bulimic ditch licker?
I know. That's just rude.
How dare you. That is just rude. Now I'm going to be worried about my weight all day.
More than usual?
I will proceed with my ditch. Okay. Oh, there's no calories in that. Chris.
Hi.
Who said, once upon a time not so long ago, the venomous, insidious hatred we see out in the open today was confined to festering in the shadows of our society. What was briefly confined to lurking, disguised in whispers and subtle gestures, has recently been weaving its way through the fabric of American existence in an alarmingly overt fashion. Who said that?
Bob the Builder.
No, JoJo from Jurors, in a fantastic piece she wrote yesterday that we didn't get to. Chris, who said, it's not new, it didn't start with Trump. This hatred has been seeping into the hearts and minds of a huge swath of our population like a slow poison for a very, very long time. It's been pushed back to the fringes many times, and when someone like Trump comes along and pulls it back from the edges, it inevitably gains new life. Who said that?
Easy Reader.
No, that was JoJo from Jurors. good. Time for another one? Yeah, why not? We'll squeeze it in. It thrives on ignorance and fear and feeds on insecurities and prejudices, divides and conquers, sowing seeds of discord and resentment with each and every passing day. It's a cancer that spreads silently at first, eroding sympathy and compassion, leaving only bitterness, resentment, and anger in its wake.
Beanie and Cecil.
No, we don't have time for your wrong answer. It's JoJo from Jers. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 o'clock tonight with a chance of severe weather. 413 high school students will get hands-on training in four new possible career paths this year. Business administration and education were added to the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program last fall. Students take 1 or 2 years to take classes about their chosen field while getting experience outside the classroom. More than 8,000 students signed up for apprenticeships in Wisconsin last school year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Students at the Middleton Cross Plains School District are back in class Tuesday after Monday's network outage. District officials say that several mission-critical systems were shut down during the outage, including student information, phones, security cameras, and transportation routing. They have not said what caused the outage. They say that they were able to find the appropriate remedies to the outage with the help of experts at the state and national levels. The Middleton Public Library's first bookmobile will hit the road later this year, and they need your help to stuff the bookmobile. They're looking to raise $50,000 to purchase over 1,000 books for readers of all ages. The bookmobile will serve as a full-service library and looks to promote reading for people of all ages. You can learn more about the bookmobile at the library on Hubbard Avenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
For the love of democracy tour 2024, thank you Chance Design Build, going to the Wolverine State for the Michigan primary. Tune in Monday and Tuesday with an expanded time. Devils Advocates 3 to 6 p.m. WMDX 92.7.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
There's a dark Brandon conspiracy meme.
And this is something that you seem to have a lot of fun with. You've co-opted. You've co-opted Dark Brandon. This is a yard sign. And do you enjoy playing around with the Dark and meme?
No, I resent the hell out of it. Okay.
As he puts on the sunglasses.
I love him in the sunglasses. The aviators, just a thing of wonder and beauty. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, you do get a bonus round.
Okay.
You guessed the quote.
All right.
On meanness in America.
Okay.
Trump inspired. When you have a misery monger man baby like Trump constantly whining about his own victimhood because his white privilege doesn't mean he's entitled to rob and rape, it only confirms all of that venom coursing in their veins. Who said that?
Mr. Hooper.
No, that was JoJo from Jurors, who wrote a fantastic piece. He was a little light in the world.
Stupid Tom Hagen on Twitter. You hate Twitter. Whatever.
Okay. She's not an airhead. She's super smart and funny and fantastic and a little ray of positivity.
She's been in the Oval Office and...
We haven't.
Your guy hasn't. No, we have.
Oh, we have. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The tweeter has not.
Quick impression of Chris LaVoy. We walked by. He was like, oh, is that the... I was like, yes.
The Resolute
Desk?
Yes,
the Oval Office. It's around. That's how you know.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it was exciting. It's very exciting.
It was very exciting.
Karen in Chicago, Boo-Foo. It's the Boo-Foo line. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to let you know I am a Twitter troll whisperer. And I think Michael's real problem is that...
Tom. His name is Tom. Please get my hate tweeter correct.
Yeah, his name is Tom.
Tom.
Yes. So I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So... Here's the thing. You two beautiful, smart, funny women made his Oscar Mayer wiener move, and he's frustrated.
You're welcome, Tom.
That he can't do anything about it.
All right.
So that's what it is. He's frustrated. Okay. So I want to say that I agree with you. They have no idea how angry women are.
Right.
And this is really the first election since the overturning of Roe where women across the board have seen what it means, have felt what it means, this whole thing with IVF. Mm-hmm. This is going to be what reelects President Biden. I really believe this issue is going to be, and we have to stay diligent, you know, keep focused, do the work.
And
but
as
and
I keep saying,
for granted, but we
listen, I always give John Fugelsang because he was participated in the calm down paternalism, as well-intentioned as it was, about Roe v. Wade. They're never going to overturn it. They need it for fundraising, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's that's the thing. I think, again, we all obviously have love John Stewart, but I think that's the perfect way to put it. It's calm down paternalism, that makes women, because when he says everything will be okay either way, whoever gets elected,
no.
A lot of women will not be okay, Karen. A lot of gay people will not be okay. You know, people of color will not be okay.
Absolutely.
Immigrants will not be okay.
And exactly. And look, I mean, Muslim Americans are not going to be okay.
Right. Yeah. 60-year-old, you know, millionaire white men will be fine. they'll always
stay.
Be fine.
He can split.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I just say, like, as far as Gaza, real quick, you know, this is the thing that we need to understand about the Biden administration. They have been working behind the scenes. They have been sending humanitarian aid to Gaza. He has been applying pressure on Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. And look, if this protest vote has to happen, I'm glad that it's happening right now, because any response by him, any shift in policy that he makes will appear, at least, to be because he's listening to the people.
Yes.
He's not like Trump. Compare and contrast. He's not like Trump. If that was Trump, he would give the middle finger. He doesn't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
President Biden is a true leader.
And
yes, he's old.
By the way,
he listens to Americans.
Can I just say, somebody made a very important point. I don't know if it was on Twitter or where it was, but, you know, this Smirnoff, this, first of all, did you notice the two countries? He's an Israeli. Trust me, Karen, do you know who wants Trump back in the Oval Office more than anybody? Putin and Netanyahu, right?
Yes,
they, and they will
absolutely
do everything they can to gin up controversy among, you know, Democrats, right?
Yep, 100%. I mean, and this is why, you know, we talk about Ukraine being such an important fight and why it is so important for us to give them aid. They are a democracy that was invaded.
Oh.
It's just, I do not understand how people can't see that.
Here it is right in front of me, Karen. As it happens with old ladies. It was Bob Schooley. He tweeted, has the coverage explored much that Smirnoff has ties to two countries with leaders that would very much want another Trump presidency? Yeah, exactly. You imagine, you know, you think it's bad now with Netanyahu. Imagine what Trump's going to let him do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, he already said he wants to turn Gaza into a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's, you know,
And a Muslim ban. And he's with the whichever wackadoodle Republican proposed deporting all Palestinians that live here now. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am on the side of the innocent civilians, right? I mean, because they're the ones that are suffering from these extremist right-wing ideologies that are basically the same thing, just different sides of the spectrum. So it's just, you know. I think that, you know, like I said, we just have to stay focused, do the work, stay positive, take the breaks that you need to take.
Yeah.
But I think that really the thing that they're not seeing and the thing that they're not expecting is how angry women and how excited women are to get
I think
out
when you,
against
when you say take a break, Karen, I think we should stipulate you don't mean from the Stephanie Miller Show, essential to democracy.
No, never.
Okay. Thank you very much. Stipulate that. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, Diane said, I've stopped watching, too. The only thing I can listen to is Stephanie Miller in the morning. The rest of the media is Trumpified and working for their oligarch owners to get the GOP back in power. Chris, I am happy to be many people's bubble. I don't care.
I always thought you were...
You are safe here in the bubble with my... I understand. Because my blood pressure can't take some... it's why I don't watch Meet the Press anymore. I understand. We are at the Stephanie Miller Show is happy to be your little liberal bubble. Just come inside. Think of it as just like a... what's the ball crawl? Moonwalk. Bouncy
house.
Colored balls.
A bouncy house.
Bouncy colored balls. And now...
Bouncy
and no ideas that upset you. I am happy. Come... Join us.
I think they have it at Chuck E. Cheese, the little ball thing that you kids play.
If you don't, by the way, I'm told something big is happening Monday, Chris.
What?
But if you, I have my sexy liberal music. If you don't like your comedy, both sides do it version. If you don't like calm down paternalism with your comedy in 2024 when we're facing, Handmaid's Tale, end of democracy, fascism, whatever, you might want to, sexyliberal.com, Monday's going to be you're going to want to, woo!
Monday, hour two.
Woo! Oh, it is? Oh,
yes,
hour two.
Hour two,
top
Monday.
Of hour two. Yeah, yeah.
Top of hour
big,
two on
big, big.
You do not want to miss this.
Big amount announcement. Thank you. All right. AOC, by the way, speaking to this rage that I was talking about.
There should never be room for this kind of control by force over another person's body in this country. And they can walk it back as much as they want. They have done this. Who put those judges there? Not Democrats.
Yeah.
Not independents. Republicans put those judges in there. Republicans are taking women's bodies by force, and we cannot let them do it.
Yes.
It has to come to an end.
Yes, yes. An actual rapist is the one that overturned Roe v. Wade and put in these judges. They can't distance themselves now from these Christian nationalist judges that they've put in, right?
Yeah.
Ruth Pundit wrote a great piece about, you know, get your religious theocracy out of my government. They can't who put this crazy person on the bench? You did. This is a direct outgrowth of your policies of promising to overturn Roe v. Wade and blah, blah, blah. Right?
We made this piece at stephaniemiller.com.
Yes, we did. In fact, we did. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys are never going to guess. So there's that crazy wackadoo guy in charge of
Surgeon General down in Florida?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. He's a crazy anti-vaxxer. Uh-huh. You're never gonna guess what's happening.
Measles.
There's a measles outbreak. Yes, there's a measles outbreak.
Squee!
Are mumps and rubella far behind?
Not far, because they are on the same vaccination schedule.
Axios tweets, more children have come down with measles in Florida after the state's Surgeon General defied federal guidelines by not urging parents to vaccinate their children against the highly contagious virus or to keep unvaccinated students at home. Oh, my God. Have you seen some of the pictures of measles? It's not little spots that are nothing.
It's horrific.
Thank you.
Kids die from it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just wanted you to feel better with your cold. But see, it could be worse. It could be raining, and you could have measles.
Okay. Although I'm vaccinated against measles.
Same here.
Yeah, me too. Hi, Pete in Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Yeah, we're doing good.
So I wanna expand on one of the comments that you made earlier today about the incredibly shrinking GOP. Mm-hmm. What's amazing to me is how they're eating their own, and basically Donald Trump is not, you know, reaching out to independents or more moderate members of the Republican Party. But what's scary to me is who's left. And the purity test of who's left is going to be something that I think Gen Z and Gen Alpha are going to have to deal with over the next 10, 15 years, because this movement is not going to die with Donald Trump, you know, when that happens. And we're going to be dealing with that for a long time. But something that I've been thinking about that I want to stick a pin in when it comes to the purity test is, which flavor Christian are you? Because I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of folks down south view the Pope as the literal embodiment of the Antichrist.
Oh, dear.
And I think, you know, one of the things when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the Oklahoma governor's push to use public money for religious schools. Like, heaven help you if you, like, fund a Catholic school down south. Oh, my God. Or a Lutheran. I mean, that's when they're really going to start eating their own.
Yeah.
But it is just going to be bat crap crazy until that point.
Yeah. I'm in a bigger religious group.
I don't know what to do about it.
I'm in a bigger group than you are. I'm ex-Catholic, which is a larger group than yours.
I'm a recovering Catholic.
Yes.
Well,
Due to the fact that I was beaten by nuns with something called a Board of Education.
Oh, don't get me started on Sister Mary Margaret and the ruler. Believe me, I know that
she
one.
Was Sister Dorothy had a wind-up man. Like,
we had Sister Luke.
Sister Luke.
Oh. Uh-huh.
No, Sister Mary Margaret, 5 foot nothing, but was vicious with that ruler. And when she got a hold of a yardstick, look out.
Yeah.
Our nuns were named after dudes.
Sister Charles Bronson.
Yeah. We had Sister Luke and Sister Philip Michael.
Bronson.
Okay. All right. That's why they put the nun in nunchucks.
Right.
Okay.
And then Sister Angelique. She was the outlier.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably got kicked out of it. They probably beat her up. Probably froze her bra. Yeah. Rubbed warm water on her wrist so she peed in bed. I'm just speculating. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. I think all my nuns were hopped up on Morning Kick is all I'm saying, because they were kick ass. Okay. All right. I love my Morning Kick. You see me drink it every morning. When people ask me, oh, do you really use that stuff? Yes, I really use it. I love it. It's in my bike bottle, in my hiking bottle. Today's weightlifting day, Chris. Thanks for asking.
It is.
Yeah, I don't lift, you know, the Buicks that you lift, but I for a girl.
I'm not lifting any Buicks.
Not today. For a girl, I do okay, and it's that fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Oh, my God, it's so good. It helps me hydrate because I don't like drinking regular water, as I've discussed before. I get 10 supplements in one in here and this fantastic flavor. It is it's not your average drink. It's a powerful new formula. Helps my joints, which are creaky if you're going by my actual age.
Yeah.
Gives you energy, makes you think clearer, probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. Enhance your overall well-being, boost your energy, or if you just want to feel younger, come with Mama Benjamin Button with me at RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it. Wash it. Try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will, too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili? That is a really good question. That is.
Boy.
Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili. You really have an opinion. Oh, there, I do. Sam. I do.
Yeah, no noodles for Sam.
No. Okay. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti. Right.
Okay, I was going to say, do you want noodles
exactly.
with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, Glennis in Georgia. Hey, Glennis, welcome.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My husband and I have a legal question for Jody. And I have a favor. Can you
leave
me on
order.
The line? We've got storms, and the only way we can listen right now is on the phone to
okay.
your show today.
All right.
So I'd like to hear the answer. We were talking, the eminent domain law is where mm-hmm. the government comes in and takes control of your personal property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they have to pay you for it, correct?
Yes, they do.
Fair market value.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then why in these states where they have such gosh-awful abortion laws can every woman with a uterus not sue the government under the eminent domain law for taking possession of their personal property?
Hmm. That's it. Her Law and Order degree has escaped her on the answer.
It has to do with the definition of property.
Yeah. It's right. It's their person, not their property, right. And then they count a fetus or an embryo as a human now, as an actual
I'm just buying a dozen person. Eggs every week and claiming them as dependents. I
think
care.
You should. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's got IVF that is now left to live when they don't necessarily want to use them, write them off on your taxes.
There you go. There you go. Here is a... Black Knight is very good at gathering fun facts.
Yes.
Although not so fun. There are currently six major election shaping stories playing out right now. A Russian asset who is the GOP's star witness in an impeachment is in pretrial detention. Ken Chesbrough detailed in detailed in writing that the fake electors were part of a coup. That's always helpful of them to write it down.
It is.
I find
it's very helpful.
Trump can't pay his New York fraud trial or defamation trial judgments and will likely have his property seized. Speaking of which,
there you go.
Trump's PAC could be hit with criminal charges in Wisconsin, which could kill his 2024 fundraising. The GOP is broke going into an election year, and Lara Trump will steal the rest of their pennies. Trump's criminal trial in New York begins in less than a month. I don't understand how there's not a wall-to-wall Hillary's email levels coverage. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Really? That anyone is writing a piece about should Biden step down? I'm like, seriously?
Tired of it.
By the way, this is interesting. Legal analysis about the New York thing, because, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, that one's not as important,
it's important,
or it's not as strong a case, or blah, blah, blah. It is actually the original sin. Mm-hmm. It is the actual original election attempt of election
here.
Theft, yeah. Right? Lanny Davis, who was Michael Cohen's lawyer, mm-hmm. Made some good points. The case involves issues that undermine core values of our democracy. The SDNY and my prosecutors wrote that Trump's complicity in paying money to block disclosure of his extramarital affairs on the eve of the 2016 presidential election struck a blow at the core of a core value essential to our democracy, transparency, allowing such crimes would show that the political process belongs to the rich and powerful. The DOJ prosecutors, in effect, state Trump was criminally responsible. They wrote that Trump directed Michael Cohen to make the hush money payments a few days before the election for political reasons, which these prosecutors found made Cohen a complicit in the crime, knowingly violating federal campaign finance laws, which Cohen obviously has admitted to. There's no doubt these Trump DOJ prosecutors found there was a political motivation to make these hush money payments, making it an illegal campaign contribution. The prosecutors wrote that the money was paid on the eve of 2016 election and several times described the payments as politically motivated to prevent voters from learning about the alleged affairs. And I know we can say now, like, oh, nobody would have cared and it wouldn't have. You don't know on top of
know.
The, you know, grab them by the pee
right.
tape and
we don't know.
All of that.
Right. We don't know.
But the point is, it's not okay to just go, oh, we can just let some of Donald Trump's crimes go because there's so many. Right? I mean, Bragg's case does not depend, by the way, solely on Michael Cohen's testimony. Is another good point. He has been found to be a credible witness, most recently by Judge Engoron in the mm-hmm. fraud trial. Trump's checks of $35,000 a month written from his personal checking account were not legal fees, as he claimed. They were reimbursements for hush money. He goes on to say there, Trump himself recognized the potential legal danger of the SDNY sentencing memo as reflecting on his potential criminal guilt. We learned in 2020 from a New York Times exclusive and from the book by Jeff Berman that Trump tried to expunge or scrub these incriminating mm-hmm. words written by his own DOJ prosecutors. I forgot this part. Mm-hmm. Attorney General Barr and others at DOJ reportedly pressured SDNY to delete these words and to reverse Michael Cohen's guilty plea. This after Cohen had served his time. Obviously, these efforts were not because Trump or Barr sympathized with Cohen's plight. I forgot all these details. Uh-huh. That of course, you're like, that's weird. Why would they be wanting to help Michael Cohen now? It's because they knew Trump is guilty as sin.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of jail time if the jury obviously finds Alvin Bragg's case. Lest we forget, Trump cannot pardon himself for state crimes if he wins the presidency. The ultimate irony is if Trump is found guilty of the New York state crimes, it will be his own Justice Department prosecutors right. who provided clear factual findings in establishing his guilt. God, I just forget it. There's so much. Seriously, this is so many crimings ago. It's hard to remember the details, but that is another layer of lovely. Legal lovely.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Charlie Pierce is coming up.
Yeah.
And alpha liberal Cliff Schechter, all coming up on The Big Shoe. We'll be right back.
nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Allbutt Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbutt Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.